The drama may have ended at the end of Ramadan, but the story isn't really over. Listen to the finale of Mixed Mindsets to refresh your memory of the Rajas of Rosewood, and stay tuned during the days of Hajj. Find out what happens next in our Hajj drama, The Journey to Change.
This is the finale of Mixed Mindsets, a Radio Islam production.
Psychology is the scientific study of mind and behavior to understand, predict, manipulate, and treat them. Quran is the guidance of our mind and behavior, which provides us with the information of these goals of psychology. When our conscience, the nafsul lawwama, is active, we become aware that something is wrong with the way we are feeling and behaving. We can then learn to challenge negative thinking, leading us to our nafsul mutma'inna. Islamic psychology focuses on strengthening the nafsul lawwama to help bring about a more peaceful state of being. Mindfulness is a modern concept which emphasizes a mental state of awareness, focus, and happiness. Mindfulness is a way in which we can become more aware of ourselves, our thoughts, and our feelings, and act in a way which is considerate of ourselves and others, despite our nafs and desires.
Ya Allah, Diddy! Diddy, wake up! Mommy, what have you done?
In a fit of rage, this Neem has picked up her bedside lamp and hurled it at her husband. It has knocked Zaid on his forehead before crashing to the floor, and he has fallen to the ground. Having heard a crash, Zinira has woken suddenly and rushed into her parents' room, shocked to see her father lying on the floor, blood gushing from his temple, her mother cowering next to the bed. Zaid hears Zinira's screams and opens his eyes, moaning softly. He tries to sit up, but a wave of dizziness overcomes him, and he lies back down, holding his hand to his forehead to quell the bleeding. Tasneem watches in astonishment, stunned that in her anger she has actually caused Zaid physical harm. Sara and Aziza hear the commotion and come running into the main bedroom.
Zaid?
I...
Mommy! How could you?
Oh my word. What's going on, Tasneem? What happened? Zaid, Ya Allah, you're bleeding. Tasneem, do you have a first aid kit?
In the bathroom? I'm feeling dizzy. I can't see all this blood. I'll wait downstairs.
Mommy, you can't just leave Jenny like this. Jenny, I thought you were dead.
Shh, Z, let Mommy go and sit in the lounge. You know blood makes her nauseous. Zaid, tell me, what's hurting?
My head. I think I passed out. My head. My head is burning.
I think we'll need an ambulance.
No. Let me check him first.
But Daddy is bleeding so much. What if he has a concussion?
Wait, Sara. I've done a first aid course. It is a lot of blood, but I don't think it will need stitches. And the bleeding seems to be slowing down. Let me clean the wound and put a plaster over it. Come and help me, girls.
Tasneem has left the room, so Sara and Zinira help Zaid up onto a chair as he's too dizzy to stand up by himself. Zaid sits silently while Aziza cleans the wound.
Okay, all done. It's a nasty gash, but I think it will heal on its own, inshallah. Zaid, are you all right? Where else did you get hurt?
My head. I think I passed out. Oh, my head. It's funny. It's funny.
Let me see. There's a big bump forming, but if you're in your senses, I don't think it needs to be seen by a doctor.
Are you sure, Izzy?
Izzy, don't worry. I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
Daddy, what happened? Did Mommy do this to you?
Zaid, do you want to talk about it? You're looking a bit weak. I think you lost quite a bit of blood.
Be a good girl, please. And fetch me 2 panados. And a cup of tea with some sugar, my darling. My head is pounding too much.
Okay, Daddy.
She's still a bit young. I didn't want her to be here while I tell you two what had happened. Sarah, your mom and I were having an argument about her social media posts. I really want her to stop posting these videos, Sarah. But when I told her that, she got angry. And she slapped the lampshade against me, Sarah. Sarah, I'm fortunate. It only hit the side of my temple, and I think the impact caused me to lose my balance and just fall down.
That's terrible. Daddy, how could Mommy do that?
My darling, I really don't know what came over her. Oh, yeah, Allah.
That's like abuse. Why don't you press charges? If you call the police now, you can lay a charge of domestic violence.
Sarah, do you really want that to happen? Your mother could go to jail for that, you know.
I don't care. She deserves to be locked up after doing this to Daddy.
Sarah, my dear, hold on. What Mommy did was terrible. I was so angry. I was so really angry when I was lying on the floor bleeding there. But then I thought to myself, there has to be some reason for her to act so violently, Sarah. She was never like this before, Sarah. Mommy was never like this before.
Sarah, I think your mother needs some mental help. She has fallen into the trap of materialism. And although she always was very bossy, I can see that it's gotten worse since the move.
I thought only people with clinical depression and nerves and OCD and stuff were mental cases.
No, Sarah. Nowadays, many types of disruptive or unusual behaviors are categorized as mental illnesses. What I'm saying is that the times we're living in, especially since COVID hit, have caused a lot of people to undergo some type of mental strain that leads to them acting out in a certain way. And added to that are the ill effects of social media and the pressure of daily life. Too many people are living on the brink of some type of mental breakdown.
Aziza, I agree with you. Ya Allah, I know that this name has always been the more, you know, domineering part in our relationship. But I was always happy to go with her and go out of my way to do things. It's only recently, Azzy, I noticed that she seems to be absorbed. She's like engulfed in this whole influencer culture. It's just taking over her life, really. But the question is, how do I get her help? Azzy, help me. How do I get the help?
I think it's time she seeks professional help, Zaid. I can give you the number of a psychologist to start with, and she'll refer you to a psychiatrist if need be.
Azzy, can't you just counsel her? Can't you just help her out?
It's not easy when it's your own family, Zaid. I may feel that I can be impartial, but you are my brother, so at some stage I might just show some bias.
So, you're saying that Mommy needs professional mental help?
Exactly! But of course, she'll have to agree to it first.
Good luck getting her to agree to that.
Oh. سبيل الدموع سبيل مريح تنهد يا صاحي كي تستريح وبث الدعاء الخفي الصريح يسعك الفضاء الرحيب الفسيح سبيل الدموع سبيل.
It is hours past midnight and the Raja household is still and silent. Zaid has gone to bed with an aching head. Sara and Zinira have returned to their rooms. And Dayan and Dada Rashid are oblivious to the earlier commotion, having slept through the noise. Aziza waits until the others are all fast asleep, then tiptoes downstairs in search of Tasneem. In the darkness, she makes out the figure of her sister-in-law lying on the sofa in the lounge.
Tasneem, are you okay?
Aziza, go away.
Can I switch on the light?
What do you want?
Can we talk, Tasneem?
Aziza, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't it wait?
I know it's late, but I think we need to address this. Zaid told me what happened.
So you came here to lecture me. Did he tell you why I threw the lampshade at him?
Kind of, but why didn't you tell me?
Since we've moved here? Zaid has become a different person. All he complains about is how much money I spend. And now he doesn't want me to post videos on Instagram and TikTok. Obviously he's jealous of my newfound success on social media.
Tasneem, Zaid is your husband. He has a right to tell you when you're doing something wrong.
Zaid is so deep in his work that he doesn't even pay me attention anymore. He wouldn't have noticed what I was up to if you didn't tell him. So now that I found something to keep me happy, he wants to take it away from me?
But don't you see that the social media culture can't really make you happy? And what about the kids? This isn't the way they should be brought up, with their mother always unavailable to them because she's so involved in becoming an influencer.
Don't you dare lecture me about how to bring up my children. Get out. Just go.
Tasneem loses her temper and lets out a scream. Aziza realizes that Tasneem is on the brink of snapping, and so she quietly leaves the lounge and goes back to bed.
ويمنح عمرنا دفئا أب بشعوره يغني وأم قربها جنة وقلب باذخ الحسن ويمنح عمرنا.
The next few days in the Raja household are fraught with tension. Zaid and Aziza have tried talking to Tasneem, but it is as if a switch has been turned off inside her. Tasneem is withdrawn and sullen and refuses to communicate, spending most of her day lying on her bed. Aziza takes over the running of the household, advising the children to be patient with their mother, while Zaid becomes even more absorbed in work and Dada Rashid heals. By the weekend, Zaid is at his wit's end, and so he calls Tasneem's parents. They come through from their home in Southville and are led up to the bedroom so they can speak to their daughter.
Tess, come on, darling. You can't carry on like this.
Tasneem, they told us what happened. You're so lucky that he's so understanding. You hurt him so badly, but he's still willing to help you work through this. Any other man would have divorced you on the spot.
Talk to us, Tess. We are here to help you.
Do you want to come home for a few days? Maybe you need some time alone to think about what you want.
And we can get you some therapy. Aziza's professor lives in Southville, and she did ask if she can see you.
Tasneem, we think it's time you got some professional help.
And I was away. just giving you time so you can make the best of life. And gives you paradise if you were the one who loves and believes. So don't you walk away, we won't be here for so long. Cause one day we're going home, we're going home, we're going home.
When this name finally agrees to go to therapy, she is brought into my practice by her parents the following Monday. I can see from the bags under her eyes and the lines on her face that she hasn't been sleeping or eating. She looks old and gaunt, but in her eyes is a plea for help. I have been given the history of her case by Aziza, my student, and I know it will be a long road to recovery for Tasneem. And at some point, if he still wants to stay in the marriage, I will have to bring in Zaid and do some couples counseling for both of them. Living with a narcissist all these years have not been easy for him. After I spoke in depth to him on the phone, I know that he too will need help in picking up the pieces after Tasneem's breakdown and learning to love this woman again. There is too much blame, some of it not unjustified, too many recriminations, and too much hurt beneath the surface that has to be dealt with before Zaid and Tasneem can live with one another again. And although he has forgiven her, living with Tasneem after she has undergone therapy is going to be a whole different ballgame for Zaid. Some days later, on a warm and sunny Sunday afternoon, Dada Rashid is sitting in the garden with his grandchildren, telling them stories of the olden days, when suddenly the doorbell rings.
I'll get it.
Assalamu alaikum. Is this the Raja's house? I'm here to see Rashid bhai.
Wa alaikum salam. Ji, who should I tell him you are? Auntie...
Tell him it's Gauri.
Auntie Gauri waits in the foyer while Zineera rushes to tell her grandfather that he has a visitor. Dada Rashid is pleasantly surprised to see Auntie Gauri, the matchmaker, entering the garden.
Assalamu alaikum, Gauri. So good to see you.
Wa alaikum salam, Rashid bhai. I was so worried when I heard about your fall. I told my son-in-law that he must bring me to see you. How are you? I see your hand is in a cast.
That's very good of you to come. Gee, I broke my wrist in two places when I fell. So the doctor put it in a cast.
Shame. That's so hard at this age. Is it painful?
Gee, a little. But alhamdulillah, my son brought me to stay here at his house until I recover. And my grandchildren are taking good care of me. This is Sarah and Zaneera and Diane.
Oh, mashallah. You're lucky to have them. And you children are so fortunate to have your grandfather come stay with you.
Kids, Auntie Gauri is a matchmaker who's been finding possible matches for me.
Cool. So is that why you're here, Auntie Gauri? To show Dada another prospect?
Oh no, this time I just came to visit. When I heard of his fall, I had to come and see you, Dada.
Do you usually visit your clients, Auntie Gauri?
Gee, it just gives my business that personal touch.
You know, Gauri, Diane was the one who encouraged me to start looking for a wife. Otherwise, I would never have contacted you.
Such a sensible young boy. It's not nice to be alone. Your Dada needs a companion, right?
Gee, so do you have a husband, Auntie Gauri?
Oh, no. I never got married again since I lost my husband almost 2 years ago. This matchmaking keeps me busy.
How did you lose your husband, Auntie Gauri?
Oh, he also had COVID. Same like your ma. But he was in hospital for a long time. And after my idda, well, the kids are all grown up. So I thought I'd start this to keep me busy.
So why don't you also look for a husband while you were doing the matchmaking, Auntie Gauri?
Zaneera? Ma, Gauri, I was easy but straightforward.
Oh, like my grandchildren also. Excuse me, but could I use the bathroom for a minute? You know, Southwell is so far from here. And at my age, the bladder problems start.
Zaneera shows Auntie Gauri the bathroom, and Sarah and Dayan both nudge their grandfather.
Dada, she's so nice and decent and sweet too.
And she still looks smart for her age. Even fully covered with her cloak and scarf.
Gee, she is. I hope she finds me a wife like her.
Duh, Dada. You're not seeing what's right under your nose. I think you should marry the matchmaker.
Did Zaid agree to take the Tasneem back after what she did to him? The Tasneem is in therapy, but can she really be cured of her narcissistic traits and her obsession with TikTok? Can the Raja family unit be rebuilt? What happened with Dada Rashid? Did the matchmaker find him a suitable wife, or did he end up marrying Aunty Gauri? Is Sara really over her infatuation with the agnostic David after breaking up with him? And what happened to Anissa? Did she remain a loyal friend after finding out that Tasneem is suffering from a mental disorder? In a follow-on drama from Mixed Mindsets, the Rajas of Rosewoods return to the airways of Radio Islam this Hajj season in The Journey to Change. After her mental and emotional breakdown that came with the family's move to the north, Tasneem must prepare herself for a different type of change, a spiritual one this time. Can the Rajas handle the spiritual change that comes with the journey of a lifetime? Or will their old habits and weaknesses hold them back from finding true meaning in life?